The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission today is to provide you, and every day actually, with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and competitive, and more importantly, effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you run a small business, whether you're thinking about opening up your own business, whether you run a 83-location car dealership, you have a franchise that you've sold, you're a franchisee, you're a plumber, an electrician, any type of business, we want to help you. From financing ideas, website tips, marketing, advertising, employees, retention, growing your business, the Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today, we're going to be outlining one of my favorite topics, social media, effective social media, and etiquette. What a shock. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us at 646-716-8747. Our show is live today if you'd like to call in. We know a lot of you like to prefer email. Email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com if you have any comments, questions. Again, you can call us at 646-716-8747. A little bit about us. We own an exclusive marketing firm. One of our tools to create a massive online presence for our clients is with the power of video. It is said a picture is worth 1,000 words. What's a video worth? A lot when it comes to Google and YouTube, the two powerhouse search engines out there. If you're not using video to market your business, you will. And soon. But enough about us, because this is not about us and our business. This is really about, you know, everything and then some that affects your business, that affects you, whether it's personal stuff that's going on. We talk about that stuff. We talk about tips, websites, practices, strategies. Everything is in our toolbox to help you start your business, grow your business, or survive with your business. More importantly, we want you to thrive. But anyways, let's bring on our co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. I know this is a topic that we're passionate about. We're talking about, you know, all the time, just the etiquette in social media. And a lot of things that we come across sometimes are kind of mind-boggling and mind-blowing at the same time.
Yeah. Well, let's just get the crazy on out of the basement right now. Let's just jump right to the head of the class here and talk about the etiquette with social media. A lot of people that, you know, what I see on social media, a lot of people are upset when their employers talk about what they want them to, or how, you know, kind of rein them in a little bit on social media. What are your, I know what your thoughts are, but let's talk about what
your thoughts are in terms of for our listeners, so that we can, you know, let's just go about it a couple of different angles in terms of the employee and the employer, and what really poor judgment on social media can mean for an employer and an employee.
Well, you know, we always hear stories, personal stories, I guess you can say, of you know, people not thinking and posting things on social media that they shouldn't be, and losing their jobs or not getting hired because of what they have posted. Because a lot of people now are gathering that information. And there was a great article by Mark Cuban that he recently came out with. I think it was on Inc. magazine, where he talked about.
Yeah, I just
that,
saw that actually.
Yeah. Yeah, there's companies that have algorithms that go and they scan social media sites for your information and collect that information, and then they store it and use it, and they can look at it and kind of see, okay, is this somebody that we want to be associated with? And so there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of implications now. You just can't, you know, go onto social media and start ranting and raving. And yet you think people would get a clue on that, because there's been so many, there's so many instances of, you know, stories that we see in the news of where, you know, people find themselves in a lot of hot water just by stuff that they've said on social media. And you can't, it's, you know, anymore, it's not a place where you can just go and freely express yourself without, you know, there being some type of implications sometimes.
Yeah, I think a great way to look at it is, if you are willing to put it on social media, then you should be comfortable with putting it on the front page of your local newspaper. I think that's just a great way of policing yourself, if you will. If you're comfortable with anything that you put on social media, that you would not be afraid to have posted on the front page of your newspaper, which in my opinion is really the same thing, if not more far-reaching, with, you know, I think social media is far more reaching than the local newspaper. But I think that's a great way to police yourself in terms of what you should and should not put on social media. And, you know, we've all done it. We've all put posts. We might have gotten, you know, political. We may have shared a vacation. We may have shared a, you know, I've seen people have very public divorces on Facebook. I've seen people have very public custody battles on Facebook. I've seen people posting that have prevented them from getting a job on Facebook. So I think, you know, in terms of being able to police yourself, you have to ask yourself before you post whether or not you would allow something like that to go on the front page of your newspaper. What are your thoughts on that, Kyle?
Oh, it absolutely is the front page of the newspaper, for just for everyone to see. And even privacy settings, I don't think keep out, you know, people being able to scan your information or the bots or anything like that. So it really is, I mean, especially as a business owner, you can't, you know, people can find your business and then say, okay, who's, you know, who's the owner, who's the employees, and then they can look at your stuff on that and see, okay, are they the kind of people that I want to work with? Is it the kind of business I want to work with? So there's just so many different things that you have to be aware of when putting stuff out into social media. And again, once something goes out, you can't, you know, once you put an image out there, or a picture out there, or a post out there, if it's been grabbed and saved by somebody else, it's something you can't just retract. You can't take it away and say, oh, I never did that. It just doesn't work that way. So we have to really be cautious and conscious of what we're putting out, you know, in the public space, because that's a reflection of us.
Right, and I have heard that a lot of employers are starting to tell people upon hiring, or even in the interview process, that they're telling people, you know, we're big with social media, and, you know, there's a character clause within your contract that states if we feel your content is inappropriate on Facebook, you can be fired for that. And a lot of people are getting kind of upset about that. And I guess on one hand, I understand it, because, you know, when you punch out, you should be able to, you know, live your life the way you live your life. However, I think things have changed now. I don't think it was the way it was, you know, even 10 years ago. And I think people have to understand that a lot of people will go to your Facebook page or your Twitter account to kind of pre-qualify you. So if you're out, you know, doing sales or your whatever, you know, whatever type of industry that you're in, I do believe that if people, you know, if they know that you're competing for that sale, that perhaps they may, you know, not appreciate what you put on social media. So it can affect you whether you're, you know, whether your boss approves or doesn't approve. It may come back to haunt you via potential clients that you're working with, in lieu of your employer. So I think it does bode well to, again, you know, kind of have a, you know, it's kind of like they say, if you're lying about something, it usually means because you know it's wrong. So it's kind of the same thing. You have to ask yourself, would I or would I not want this on the front page of my local newspaper or broadcast it on the TV news? Then you have to say, absolutely, positively not. You may think twice about posting, you know, something that you were going to put on there. Another thing to think about when you're putting, you know, vacations, and I've seen people put their cell phone numbers. I've seen people put their addresses on, you know, public. I think, as you said, privacy settings should definitely be integrated. It doesn't completely remove it, but I think it does cut it down and help. I think that you have to be careful about posting personal information about, you know, where you live, when you're going to be away, you know, some of the things. Another thing that I'm a little surprised about is the amount of people that post pictures of them out drinking at bars all the time. I don't get that. I just don't get that. I just think that's you're really begging for trouble when that type of stuff starts getting posted. But I think you need to be careful. Aside from an employer aspect of it, you have to think about people that are trolling the internet looking to find out when you're going to be away, to break into your home. You know, Kyle, are there other things that you can think of where people really have to kind of police themselves to avoid problems aside from, you know, employer issues?
Yeah, you don't want to, you definitely don't want to, you know, broadcast to the world, hey, my house is empty and I'm away for the week, you know, when you're on a vacation in Jamaica. And people, it's almost, you know, there's articles out there now where you can read where Facebook has, and other social media avenues where they've created almost, a narcissistic attitude where, you know, we can build ourselves up to be, you know, as big as we want to be and, you know, leave out everything else, and kind of it's perpetuated. You know, it's kind of like the age of the selfie, where people, you know, every day they're posting pictures of themselves. You brought up, you know, at the bar, you know, a lot of pictures of them out partying, having a good time, you know, and it's kind of portraying this false image of society that's really not, that's not the case. And they kind of, you know, in a lot of people, it becomes, their personal self-image, and it's kind of, you know, like it's a lie to themselves on how, you know, the world really is. And so really, you know, really there's, you know, security, safety, professionally, there's a lot of implications that that take place. And I know that a lot of people have, you know, you talked about messy divorces. You know, lawsuits have been started out, you know, because of what someone's posted on social media for slander or defamation of character, different things like that. People, you know, that you can't just go out there and start, you know, bashing other people and not think that there's going to be any type of, implications to that. And that's, you know, and we've seen that happen.
Well, and there has. There was a very highly publicized bullying case back here on Facebook where a girl committed suicide several years ago. It was in the national news. It's kind of what started the whole anti-bullying crusade. And, you know, I followed that story very closely because it was in my backyard, and it was horrible. And, you know, I get the idea of taking a picture and throwing it on Facebook. One of the things that we've been doing with our website and our business and our social media is trying to put a face forward for our business. And I absolutely hate having my picture taken. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But I know, you know, based on the research that we've done in terms of personalizing your website, it has to be out there. And I know it's necessary. And on social media, on our Facebook pages for the businesses, I support that. I do. I completely support that. But I think some people can take it as, oh, geez, people are putting pictures of themselves all over there fishing for compliments. And I believe that there are a lot of people that are doing that, but it's not always the case. I think people can decipher through that based on the amount of selfies people are posting and you know, the level of them. And, yeah, it's just really, really, really shocking how many people are doing that, and just the broad spectrum of personal issues that are really being downloaded. And I mean, I must say, I think I cannot be shocked anymore. Something comes along to top the last one that came along. So yeah, it's crazy. But okay, so getting back to what I said earlier about us having to go in and personalize our Facebook pages, which I highly recommend as a business owner. You really need to put your face forward on the business, and I support that. I do. You need it. So, Kyle, that segues right into the importance of social media. Can you talk a little bit about why, how it affects your business and why you need it, and I'll throw my two cents in after.
Yeah, I mean, it comes a lot, in a lot of ways, social media is another avenue to legitimize your business. For instance, a lot of traffic is on Facebook. YouTube can also be considered a social media site. A lot of traffic's on there, so you definitely need your business there, want your business there, and it's another avenue for your clients to learn more about you, to learn more about your services. It's a place where you can put out a more personal touch, for instance. So like on your website, you have, everything's kind of like, this is us, this is who we are, this is what we do. And then with social media and Facebook, you can add kind of a more personal touch. You're talking about, putting your own face forward, which we totally subscribe to, because people, in the end, everyone wants to do business with somebody else. They want to, it's a people business. And so it's important. You can put a personal flair and a personal touch to your business, but at the same time, it's still important, like we've been talking about, to keep that very professional.
Right. So, I mean, it's definitely something that people utilize to pre-qualify your business. So you definitely need it. So, I mean, that really kind of is the jury has spoken on that. So if they're pre-qualifying you based on your business, they definitely will look at your personal page as well, which is why it's super, super important. And that's not to say that you can't put things up there that are near and dear to you. I mean, if that's who you are, by all means, that is who you are. And I support that. And I think everyone listening would support that as well. However, I just think you can dial it back a little bit in terms of how much you're putting, personal stuff on there as well. Your business page should be, yes, it should have your pictures. It should have, about your business and all of that. And likewise, and another thing I think that people are doing is, and I just can't wrap my head around this, is they are putting so much emphasis on how many friends that they have. Really? What do they say on Facebook? This is kind of funny, that your Facebook friends are people you can run into in a restaurant and never even talk to them, and yet, your family, you'll unfriend them. Which I thought was kind of funny, but I realized that, it's very, very true. That is the psychology of it, You'll friend people that you'll run into a restaurant that you won't even talk to, but yet your friend's on Facebook, and yet you have a kind of a rift with a family member, and boom, you delete them, and everybody's guilty of that. So, social media, it's just such a... even though Facebook's been around for quite a while, the psychology and the dynamics, I think we haven't even scratched the surface on what it really represents in terms of our human behavior. But it's definitely interesting, very, very interesting at times to see the level of content that's being downloaded. And I sometimes I say to myself, wow, would you want that on the front page of the newspaper? I highly doubt that. And, the good news about social media is it allows people to share really powerful information, GoFundMes, things that have cropped up that have just been lifesavers for people, people trying to find their birth parents, an Amber Alert, someone trying to get their business name out there, or, just there's so much good that comes of social media. So, it's one of those things that we can all kind of police ourselves a little bit, and myself included. It's just one of those things that you really can take a look at and, always try to improve upon, and, really think about what you're putting out there and whether or not people really want to see that. So, Kyle, in terms of a business, I kind of have my theories about social media. I don't believe that people specifically buy stuff off Facebook. Twitter, I think, is a different story. I think Twitter is more business. I think Facebook is more personal. And I think that you can definitely use both to your advantage for your business. But to me, it's kind of like a popularity contest, where I do see social media and Facebook being effective for businesses is allowing people to kind of have that extra, kind of a reference, if you will, you know, like a personal reference. Because I think if people are on talking positively about your business on Facebook, that may be enough of a reference for someone to trust you and want to do business with you. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's more, you know, social media can be used as another qualifying tool, another legitimizing tool. You know, because of the internet, there's so many businesses overseas now that operate within the U.S. A lot of people want to operate with U.S.-owned companies, and so it's another way for them to find you, search you out, and legitimize you, and see that you're active. You're an active, viable, trustworthy business. So there's really a lot of good benefits for that, to where they can they can go out and again pre-qualify you to see if you're someone they want to do business with. And that's why too, you can add a personal touch to your business's fan page, but it also needs to be professional, because people are going to be using that as a qualifying tool.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that it's just one of those things that you can use it to your advantage. It can work against you, as you always say, and you remind me a lot, Kyle. You know, what works for you can eventually work against you and very, very quickly. So it's very important to ensure that you're using the power of social media to your advantage and not to your detriment. So it's just one of those things you just kind of have to really, like I said, police yourself, ask yourself, is this something I would want publicized on the front page of my local newspaper, or worse, USA Today? Then think about what you're putting on there prior to posting it. Well, we have to run today. We are doing a shorter version of our show the next 2 weeks because we are on location. We've got a lot to do, I'm happy to tell you. And so we're going to be shortening up the show, but we want to make sure that we have the continuity, because we know based off your emails that you're enjoying the daily infusion of information, and we love delivering it. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, idea, product, or service, or you just have some useful tips for our listeners, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each day is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing and thriving in today's competitive online marketplace pushes our clients to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services. complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.